to really succeed and to really do right by that particular customer, you would have to understand their mindset from the beginning. One of the biggest problems that I saw in any of these jobs or any of these workplaces that I was part of, the customer was only thought about in the context of the particular team. This podcast is actually a rally cry for all of us who believe in doing things differently. The Disruptionist is a community, and I want to hear from you, your challenges, your victories, and yes, even those moments of doubt. I ended up in a really corporate career. So whether it was working in agencies or whether it was working for some amazing brands out there, they had one thing in common. Welcome to The Disruptionist, where the status quo has no seat at the table. I'm Jess Singh, and this is your invitation to join the movement of game-changing, boundary-pushing strategies that will take your marketing, branding, and customer journey to the next level. Let's get disruptive. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the very first episode of The Disruptionists. This is a place for entrepreneurial souls who cringe every time they hear, but we've always done it this way. It's a community where I'll challenge you to disrupt the way you think, act, and behave as a business owner or entrepreneur. So it's only fair that I introduce myself. Hi, I'm Jess Singh, a marketing and branding strategist who connects the dots in your business quickly to identify the best path to next level profits. I'm also a business coach who sees you for all that you are, unlocking the hidden potential in you, your business, and the impact that you can have on the world. So you're in the right place if you're an established SME business owner or an entrepreneur who's found yourself hitting a revenue ceiling and wondering, well, what's next? How do I grow from here? Like you, I'm passionate about pushing boundaries, evolving, and never settling for the status quo. In fact, my life has been a constant battle for better, fairer, easier, faster, and happier, whether it's for the people I love or for the customers that I serve. But I realized very quickly during my 20-year career that not everyone is wired like me, especially in the world of business, where no matter what they say, it's always about the dollar, ego, or maybe even politics. And it's kept me up at night almost in every job that I've had, thinking about the customer. Something has to change, and it can't just be solved with strategies alone. It's about mindset too. And that's a realization that's hit me really hard. The world is changing at an unprecedented pace, and doing things the way that we've always been doing them simply doesn't cut it anymore. That's when I knew I had to pivot, not just in my career, but in my mission and in myself. I became an entrepreneur and a business coach, focusing on one thing, and that's disrupting the way we do business and behave in business. So why the disruptionists? It's because this podcast is actually a rally cry for all of us who believe in doing things differently. It's for the visionaries, the doers, the innovators that know that constant evolution is the key to lasting success. In each episode, we'll dive into the strategies, the stories, and the mindset shifts necessary to break through those revenue ceilings and to achieve exponential growth. But this isn't a one-way street. The Disruptionist is a community, and I want to hear from you, your challenges, your victories, and yes, even those moments of doubt. Together, we'll navigate the complexities of modern entrepreneurship, armed with the insights and inspiration to think bigger, act bolder, and disrupt the way to our success. In our upcoming episodes, expect to hear from industry leaders who've rewritten the rules of their fields, from branding experts who'll share how to stand out in a crowded market, to tech innovators who are shaping the future as we speak. We'll cover everything from leveraging the latest digital trends to fostering a culture of innovation within your team. And of course, I'll be sharing my own experiences, the good, the bad, and everything in between. Because if there's one thing I've learned, it's that the path to disruption and success is rarely smooth, but it's always worth it. So if you're ready to challenge the conventional, to turn your unique edge into your greatest strength, and to join a community of forward-thinking entrepreneurs, then you found your tribe. So since I was 15 years old, I knew I was interested in the world of business, but the culture and community I grew up in said to me that I didn't have a place, and that bothered me. So that was the first time that I realized that I was here to change things and to disrupt them, even in my own life. As I progressed, I was that law graduate who decided that she wanted to do a marketing degree for fun. That then turned into a career in marketing and public relations because I could always go back to law. But The reality was, is that I'd found my place and I wanted to continue to explore because it was about connecting to people and really understanding what they needed and how we could best serve them. But the challenge was that I ended up in a really corporate career. So whether it was working in agencies or whether it was working for some amazing brands out there, sometimes I even worked for startups, but they had one thing in common, and that was that despite all of their big goals and missions to try and help serve the customers that they were looking after, the big problem was that often things like the bottom line or some kind of internal politics would always prevent them from truly having the customer in mind. I always thought of myself as the champion for whether it was students, you know, in the online community, whether it was for the children of the charities that I supported, and it was super frustrating. So that's why I knew after 20 plus years, and yes, that's a long time, I just knew I couldn't wait another day. I could sense other people in those businesses, in those workplaces, also feeling as if they wanted to contribute more and they didn't want to be limited by the conventions of, I suppose, the corporate structures that are out there. So it was time for a change. And that's why I'm here today as an entrepreneur, because I'm here to change things. The Disruptionist is my way of sharing my journey towards making change in the way that we do business, making change in the way that we actually behave as business people. I think the ultimate goal is essentially to help us all strive better, to have more and more people actually succeed at business and ultimately have a bigger impact in the world that we were here to make. One of the biggest problems that I saw in any of these jobs or any of these workplaces that I was part of is the fact that the customer was only thought about in the context of the particular team. So, for example, if I was listening to the sales team, they were only thinking about the customer and what they needed to do to make the sale. It wasn't truly about what the customer wanted to talk about and what the customer needed. That then meant that once they were transferred to customer service cared about a whole list of checkboxes that they wanted to tick off rather than truly listening to what that customer needed. I realized very quickly that to really succeed and to really do right by that particular customer, you would have to understand their mindset from the beginning, before they even join your company. Hi guys, I'm just jumping in quickly to stop you there. I just wanted to remind you, if you're a small business owner or you're an entrepreneur and you're looking to gain some clarity or strategies around your marketing, branding, the way in which you can work with customers, you can contact me by checking out the information below. I'm here to support you to start making some really positive disruptions to the industry that you work in and for you and your business. Right back to the episode. As someone in marketing, we'd often think, how do we attract them? What sort of mind frame are they in? But if you do not continue to think about that customer all the way through to, for example, if they were an online student, all the way through to graduation, then you're at risk of losing that connection with them, them not finishing or completing, having a terrible experience or going elsewhere. I've always been a lifelong learner. And the more I learned, the more I realized that there was just so much more to do in the world of business and entrepreneurship. I wasn't being able to have the impact that I wanted to when I was working as an employee at all of these different organizations. In fact, it would get to a certain point where in any job that I had, I would feel disillusioned, undervalued, or just not able to have impact. That's when I thought, enough is enough, and I know what I'm doing, and I know how to change things, particularly for the customers out there. Irrespective of your industry, I have this ability to just jump into your mindset as a business owner and see the things that you can't see, but also importantly into the minds of your customers, what they really want and how you can truly add value to their lives. So guys, are you ready? Are you ready to join me and actually be part of the change that's needed in the business world? I'm here to help guide you to learn about not just the normal and practical tips and tricks that most marketers are using out there, because don't forget, some of these tried and tested techniques are super important and always will be. But more importantly, let's discover how we can change things. Let's be led by the customers and the clients that we serve. If you're up for the journey, working with me will give you the mindset to think, act and behave like a modern day entrepreneur, the one that's here to serve today, tomorrow, and beyond, not yesterday. Thanks for joining me on The Disruptionists. If this episode sparked new ideas or challenged your thinking, I'd love your support with a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. And don't forget to subscribe to your favorite platform to catch every disruptive insight. For more behind-the-scenes content and to connect with like-minded disruptors, follow me at It's Jess Singh across all social platforms. And remember, stay disruptive.